Welcome to Retirement Life South Carolina, a channel dedicated to exploring the vibrant, fulfilling, and adventurous lifestyle that awaits you during your retirement years. Join our community to stay updated on the latest trends in retirement living and connect with like-minded people and be inspired to make the most of your retirement in South Carolina. So grab your favorite drink, kick back, and enjoy the journey. Today, I am going to share with you three of the most livable towns in South Carolina to live in. This is not another video on just the most affordable places to live in South Carolina. I have recently covered that in another video. These are the most livable towns. Why? Well, because even though we all like saving money, there has to be a certain balance in life. You know, where affordability meets community and enjoyable lifestyles. And there's a whole lot more too. Now, you've probably never heard of these places, but pay attention to them because they are at the top of the most livable places to live in South Carolina. Now, please give me a thumbs up if you find value in this video. And don't forget to subscribe to my channel and ring that bell so you won't miss any of my future videos. Starting at number three and working our way up to the number one spot. The number three spot goes to Sumter, South Carolina. It is the third most livable city in the state, presenting an intriguing blend of low living costs, rich cultural heritage, and vibrant community life. This city is known for its beautiful landscapes and historic sites. It offers a unique opportunity for individuals and families seeking a cost-effective yet enriching life. We'll look at Sumter's housing market, day-to-day living expenses, and the community benefits it provides. It's clear why Sumter is not just a place to live, but a place to thrive, all while keeping expenses in check. Now, the cornerstone of Sumter's livability is its housing market. The city boasts a median home price that is significantly lower than the national average, with properties often priced right around $230,000. This affordability extends to the rental market as well, where you can expect average rents of about $1,350 per month, where individuals and families can find spacious living options without the financial strain of typical larger urban areas, making prices in Sumter markedly lower than those in South Carolina's more metropolitan areas and making it an attractive option for those looking to stretch their housing dollars further. Now let's look at everyday expenses in Sumter. Going beyond housing, Sumter offers a cost of living that is gentle on the wallet across various categories. Grocery shopping, from local markets to chain supermarkets, reflect prices that are below the state and national averages. Utility costs in Sumter, which average about $259 per month, including electricity, water, and the internet services, are also competitively priced, thanks in part to the local management and focus on efficiency. Transportation costs are also reduced by the city's manageable size and well-planned infrastructure, which minimizes commute times and fuel consumption. Additionally, South Carolina's overall low gas prices benefit Sumter residents, making car ownership and travel more affordable than in many other regions. Next, community and quality of life. Sumter does not merely excel in affordability. It also offers a rich tapestry of community resources that enhance the quality of life without demanding a high price tag. The city is home to the historic Sumter Opera House, the Swan Lake Iris Gardens, and the Sumter County Museum, providing residents with ample cultural and recreational opportunities. Moreover, Sumter's community-focused events, such as the annual Iris Festival, foster a sense of belonging and community engagement. The city's economy is bolstered by a mix of manufacturing, retail, and service industries, with notable employers like Continental Tire and Pilgrim's Pride offering stable employment opportunities. Sumter also benefits from its proximity proximity to Shaw Air Force Base, which contributes to the local economy and offers employment for both military and civilian residents. Sumner also offers a range of educational opportunities. Sumner is committed to education with several highly rated public schools and higher education institutions, including Morris College and Central Carolina Technical College. These educational resources not only serve the youth of Sumner, but also provide continuing education and professional development opportunities for adults, enhancing the city's workforce and community vitality. Sumner stands as a testament to the possibilities of living affordably without sacrificing the quality of life. Its low-cost housing, combined with reasonable living expenses and a plethora of community amenities, positions Sumner as the third most affordable city in the state for these seeking a balance between economic practicality and a fulfilling lifestyle. Sumner offers a compelling choice. Here, affordability intertwines with culture, community, and opportunity, making it a hidden gem in South Carolina's landscape of livable cities. Let's swing on over to Anderson, South Carolina now. In the quest for livability within the picturesque bounds of South Carolina, Anderson emerges as a standout. Often overshadowed by its more renowned counterparts, this city offers a blend of economic appeal and quality of life that makes it the second most livable place in the state. Anderson, known also as the Electric City, shines through with its low cost of housing, reasonable living expenses, and a community atmosphere that boasts a rich history and a promising future. By diving into the specifics of housing costs, living expenses, and the unique advantages of residing in Anderson, it becomes clear why this city is a top choice for those seeking livability without compromise. So, housing costs. Here's a glimpse into the Anderson market. Anderson's real estate market is a beacon of affordability. The median home price in Anderson significantly undercuts not only the national average, but also the averages of South Carolina's more populous cities. For context, while cities like Charleston and Greenville boast higher living costs, Anderson presents a median home price that comfortably sits below $228,000. This stark affordability is not just limited to purchasing homes. Renters in Anderson also enjoy lower than average monthly rates. Right now, it stands at $1,160, making the city a viable option for a wide demographic range from young professionals to retirees. Now, taking a look at the cost of living beyond housing, the appeal of Anderson extends into the broader spectrum of daily living costs. Grocery prices, healthcare, utilities, and transportation costs in Anderson are all competitive when compared to both state and national averages. For example, utility costs in Anderson are noticeably lower, attributed to the efficient local services and a community-oriented approach to resource management. The average monthly utility bill is about $150. Furthermore, the city's compact layout and well-maintained infrastructure means that residents often enjoy reduced transportation expenses, with public transit options and short commutes contributing to the savings. Groceries and healthcare services in Anderson present cost-effective options without sacrificing quality or accessibility. Local markets and national chains alike offer food prices that are a relief to the household budget. And the city's healthcare facilities provide services at rates that are mindful of the community's economic diversity. Anderson continues with employment opportunities and community resources. Anderson's economy is buoyant, supported by a diverse range of industries, from manufacturing and healthcare to education and retail. The presence of companies such as Electrolux and AnMed Health not only provide a stable base of employment, but also contribute to the city's overall economic health and resilience. This employment landscape ensures that residents have access to job opportunities that align with the cost of living, making sustainable living in Anderson an attainable goal. The city also prides itself on a wealth of community resources. services, including public parks, libraries, cultural events, and educational opportunities through institutions like Anderson University and Tri-County Technical College. These resources enrich the lives of residents without imposing financial burdens, further elevating Anderson's status as an affordable and very livable place. Anderson represents an ideal blend of affordability, opportunity, and community with its low housing costs, reasonable living expenses, and vibrant local economy. Anderson stands out as a testament to the quality of life available in South Carolina's more livable cities. The city's commitment to maintaining a high standard of living while keeping costs low make it an attractive destination for anyone looking to maximize their budget without sacrificing the benefits of a full and active life. In essence, Anderson offers a rare balance, providing that affordability and quality of life can indeed go hand in hand, making it the second most livable and highly desirable place to live in South Carolina. And now, the most livable place to live in South Carolina. When it comes to finding the most livable place to live in South Carolina, again, these factors come into play, including the cost of housing, groceries, utilities, healthcare, and transportation. Among the many charming locales in the Palmetto State, one area stands out for its remarkable livability, and that is Spartanburg. It is nestled in the upstate region. Spartanburg offers a blend of economic vitality, cultural richness, and a cost of living that is hard to beat within the state. Through the exploration of the housing prices, living expenses, and community resources, we'll see why Spartanburg is the most livable place in South Carolina. So first, the housing costs. In Spartanburg, one of the most significant indicators of affordability is the cost of housing. In Spartanburg, the housing market is noticeably more accessible than in other parts of South Carolina and the United States. According to Zillow and local real estate data, the median home value in Spartanburg stands significantly lower than the national average, making it an attractive option for first-time homebuyers, families, and retirees alike. For instance, while the median home value in the United States hovers at around $387,000, Spartanburg boasts a median home value of just about $206,000 and an average rental cost of about the same as Anderson's, which was $1,160 per month. This stark difference highlights the affordability of the Spartanburg real estate market, offering spacious living options at a fraction of the cost found in larger metropolitan areas or even other parts of South Carolina. Living expenses beyond housing. The overall cost of living in Spartanburg is equally as appealing. Groceries, utilities, healthcare costs in Spartanburg are below the national averages, according to the Council for Community and Economic Research. A gallon of milk or a loaf of bread costs less there than in the coastal cities like Charleston or the capital, Columbia. Additionally, utility costs, including electricity and water, are competitively priced, thanks in part to the efficient local services and lower state taxes. Your typical utility bill in Spartanburg stands at about $170 per month. Transportation costs in Spartanburg are also lower than average. The city's compact size and efficient infrastructure means that residents spend less on gas and vehicle maintenance. Moreover, Spartanburg offers public transportation options through the Spartanburg Area Regional Transit Agency, also known as SPARTA, providing affordable and convenient access to the entire city. Spartanburg shines not only for its low cost of living, but also for its community resources and employment opportunities. The city is home to several colleges and universities, including Wofford College and the University of South Carolina Upstate, which contributes to the local economy and provides educational opportunities for residents. The presence of these institutions also means access to cultural events, continuing education classes, and community engagement activities that enrich the quality of life without the hefty price tag. The job market in Spartanburg is robust, with a focus on manufacturing, healthcare, and education. Major employers such as BMW Manufacturing and Spartanburg Regional Healthcare System offer stable employment opportunities at wages that are competitive for the region. The city's economic development incentives have also attracted a variety of small businesses and startups, further diversifying the job market and fostering a supportive environment for entrepreneurs. Spartanburg, South Carolina offers a unique combination of low housing costs, manageable living expenses, and a vibrant community life. With its affordable real estate, below average cost of living, and rich cultural educational resources, Spartanburg presents a very attractive option for anyone looking to enjoy a fantastic quality of life. Whether you're a young professional just starting out, a family looking for a welcoming community, or a retiree seeking a comfortable and cost-effective place to settle, Spartanburg offers a compelling proposition as one of the least expensive yet most livable cities in South Carolina. And if you want to learn more about the great regions, towns, and lifestyles here in South Carolina, then download my free book, Southern Comfort, just by clicking down on the screen or following the link in the description below. But if you'd also like to watch more about South Carolina, then you'll want to watch this video next. This is Keith Lucas, and I hope that you enjoyed the episode you just listened to. And if you'd like to watch these videos, head on over to YouTube, where you can see them all at Retirement Life South Carolina. Oh, and if you'd like to know more about retirement in South Carolina, you can get my book, Southern Comfort, Your Ultimate Guide to Retirement in South Carolina, and you can find that right on Amazon. Thanks for listening.